This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Ara Lewis, and also in the group is Linda Davis and Amjad Alasadi. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. We're interviewing Zay Nishal, a worker at Prospect Grocery, located at 9th East Prospect Avenue, Mount Vermont, New York, on October 15th. And Zay, do you give us permission to record and make public this oral history?
Yes.
Just a reminder, throughout the interview, you don't have to answer any of the questions if they make you feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start with basic information. Like, first, how old are you?
I am 24 years old.
All right, where are you from?
I'm from Yemen.
Mm-hmm. Tell me the long story about how you and your family ended up in New York City.
Initially, my father received his USA citizenship a long time ago. Then he applied for citizenship for my brother, sisters, and I. And fortunately, he was successful in this process. I got my U.S. citizenship certificate and passport from the U.S. USA Embassy in the capital city of Yemen, which is Sana'a. Yeah. I came to the New York City when I was in 9th grade, and I went to a high school and graduated with high GPA, and I was a part of the principal's list. Then I went to LIU for pharmacy program, and you know, I'm still attending this program, which is my last year. So while I was attending school, my brothers and I worked together in a grocery store called H&A Candy and Grocery Store, located in Mount Vernon, New York. The address for this business is 9 East Prospect Avenue, Mount Vernon, New York, 10550.
All right. When did you start working at the shop or owning the shop?
So I started working at this place when I was in 10th grade or maybe 9th grade. You know, I was 17 years old.
How you start working? Like, how do you start? What was like some steps that they start teaching you when you first start working?
So, you know, I began working at my father's store, working with my brothers to support our family in Yemen. So we cooperated and helped each other, you know, to live a better life. So before I came to New York City, my father's rented that place, and he opened this store for us to work. So I learned everything from my brothers. And, you know, when we were working, I learned everything from them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
So to explore the business, your business.
To describe it?
Can you please do that business in your own words, like what it's like to work at your job?
So, you know, the business consists of two sections. One section is a smoke shop, and the other section is candies and groceries. Yeah.
Okay. And so do you know anything about the history of your business or the name of your business?
So
like the beginning?
Yeah, H&A Candy and Grocery Store was held by my older brother before I traveled to New York City. So he ran the business for 3 years, and then he went back home. So the business was not that good, and you know, we didn't make that much money in the beginning because we were like new in that area, Mount Vernon. And we suffered in the beginning, paying for the rent and, you know, paying for the workers.
And has your business become a significant source of pride for you and your family?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. The business became famous in Mount Vernon City. In a few years later, so the customers like the store and you know what we offered for sale.
How long has the shop been open?
So my father went to this place in 2012. So it's been open for about 9 years so far.
And how do you attract your clients?
We attracted our clients, you know, by having a good professional relationship for better services. And we were like ordering a lot of amount of stuff to sell in our store. Also, we attracted our client by, you know, having a good and organized business.
And how do you stay connected to the needs and wants of your clientele?
You know, we had good customer service and we had good product for what our customers like. The store is very clean and we usually check expiration dates of our product more often. Yeah, also like we ask our customers like what would be better for the store and what should we have offered them for better services. So therefore we were able to attract our clientele.
And do you have a particular item that is popular
in our store?
Yes.
I mean, the store, you know, we are selling like, you know, groceries such as oils, sauces, salad dressing, and, you know, cereals and breakfast foods. You know, some other stuff like candies, like, you know, chocolate, gummies, hard candies, lollipops, and chewing gums. And, you know, we were selling like some tobacco products, you know, for example, cigars, and there's something called roll your own cigars and cigarettes.
Well, that sounds very interesting. If you could tell us about the neighborhood where your business is located in and remind us what street it's on.
So the business, H&A Candy, located in Prospect Avenue in Mount Vernon, as I mentioned before. It's in the main area of Mount Vernon where there is like shopping places where you can find Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, Chicken Hut, clothes stores, T-Mobile, Metro PCS, and there's a lot more. Also, there is, you know, a police station located nearby, like near the store, and it is very safe to have a business open 24/7.
Also, it's very centered in the main business and very safe. Mm-hmm. So, on the street wise, what else goes around? Like, are there many events or celebrations or anything like that?
Like in front of the business?
In the street, the neighborhood, mm-hmm. business, whichever.
So, you know, the area is safe due to the police station located nearby. The area, you know, changed over time. There were like no bridges working. You know, there were like no bridges for cars to move around. But when they fixed and rebuilt the bridges, the business went up and, you know, more cars came through our place and like more customers purchased from our store.
So you would say like over the time, it's become a little bit more gentrified?
Yeah, because, you know, there are like several bridges, I think four. They were like blocked and no cars moved from there. And, you know, all the taxi drivers, they used to go somewhere else. And when the government fixed the place and fixed the bridges, you know, a lot of taxi drivers came to our store.
So there's a lot of access to like public transportation. Besides bridges, you have like a train station around there, bus stops.
Yeah, there is a bus stop and there is a Metro North. You know, the bus only helps us to get to the 2 train only. But Metro North is express and, you know, it helps us to go to downtown Manhattan faster.
Would you say the condition of the sidewalks and the streets, they're pretty like smoothed out? Are they like cracked?
The conditions of the sidewalk and the street are in a good condition. So, you know, our mayor is, you know, working very hard to provide us with good environmental conditions. He supported us, you know, he supported our environment, and we built the bridges as I mentioned before.
Yeah, I think that's really great. Would you like to see any changes made to the neighborhood to make it more welcoming?
I think the park, you know, there is one park nearby that has to be, you know, they have to take care of it. I mean, they have to clean it more often.
Kind of upkeep it more.
All right, it sounds very interesting. Just as a reminder, you don't have to answer any questions that make you uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay, I want to ask you about the communication between the shops, your shop and other shops, or between you and the other owner shops. Do you communicate with the neighborhood shop, like other shops, maybe another grocery store or any other shop?
Yeah, we do. Like, we have a good relationship with our neighboring stores, and we do communicate.
Okay. Do you guys like communicate with collective activities? Like, if you need anything, you can borrow from another shop?
Actually, we don't. No, we do not.
All right. Is there any community bonding between local businesses?
Bonded between local businesses?
Yeah.
There is. What do you mean?
Yeah, what I mean, like, you know, is there any communities bonding in between the business?
Our business and other businesses?
Yeah.
No, there is not.
Sorry, guys, just a sec. Yeah, for some reason the screen off. Yes. Okay. What are the hours you work, and how does the planet change based on time of the day?
So, you know, the store opens from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday to Friday. And also they open 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. during the weekend. And our customers like our business hours, because the location does not allow 24/7 for small businesses like our business. They only allow like 24 hours for Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's. So the customers, you know, they come more often in the morning.
Oh yeah. And so the morning time is more busier.
Yeah.
All right. How have you been received by the community? Like, do you think you are more welcoming?
Yeah, we were welcomed by the community, and we became friends over time. Like, you know, when they got to know us, then we became more friends.
What about interacted with the community?
We were normally interacted with the community. There was no issues regarding that.
Uh-huh. Have you ever dealt with racism, discrimination, Islamophobia in your work?
No, there is nothing happened based on like what you have asked.
Mm-hmm. Are there any memorable events that took place at the store since you began working there?
Actually, yes. You know, they became more friendly over time because they got to know us more, and like we became friends. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, you know, clientele asked for product that we didn't have. And then we offered them, we ordered them, you know, for them to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay. And has the clientele changed since you've worked there? In what ways?
You said, has the client changed since?
like race, if there more white people coming, or what's the
I mentioned that, you know, like in the beginning when we opened the store, there were less customers, and you know, we asked them like what product we have, we should have in the store for them. So, you know, and then we offered them like the product they asked for. So from there, like, you know, they came, more customers came in.
I'm sorry, just to add, Linda, but what do you think they get their ethnicity? Like, you know, are they like more white or black?
The ethnicity.
What's their?
They are, you know, African Americans, Jamaican, Spanish, Dominican. There are some Yemenis.
And so it's
very few white people.
Okay, so it's diverse.
Yeah.
Okay.
But more African American and Jamaican.
Okay. What about the age groups? How old do you think your clientele are mostly?
They're all different ages, except, you know, except children 8 years of age and younger.
Okay, and what time does this...
There are a lot of old people too.
Okay, so different ages, different backgrounds, and okay. And what time is the store mostly busy?
It's mostly busy in the morning. Like, you know, a lot of doctors, they work in Mount Vernon Hospital. They come in the morning before they go to work. You know, they come to our store for purchase.
Okay. And do you develop bonds with the people who enter your shop?
No, there's no.
So they just come and buy and leave?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So moving on to some of the strengths and weaknesses and opportunities they have, what are some economic challenges that you might face, if you have any, inside of your business?
Yeah, there's some economic, you know, during the COVID-19, the store income went down, and we were not making enough money because of the pandemic. We did not have delivery services like from before the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is, you know, because we didn't have the delivery services, the business went down.
Yeah, of course. And what about technological challenges? Like, as you can see, we're interviewing through Zoom now. Has that had like an impact on your store in any way?
No, there is no technological or environmental. No, there is nothing.
Okay. Are there any cultural or legal challenges you face?
No cultural and legal challenges.
Okay. And how would you say the gentrification that you said you witnessed earlier on, how would you say that's impacted your business?
So, you know, there's like, you know, a new business that opened like in the same building. And this has impacted our business because of competition.
Oh, so it's made it more difficult to kind of stable.
Because it's the same, same business. When having to say like very, the same or similar business in one building, this is like gonna impact both businesses because of competition.
Yes, understandable.
Oh, so you know, working during the pandemic, what anxieties did you have about working at the start of the COVID-19?
We were having anxieties because we were exposed to people, you know, the whole time. We were in a high risk of exposing to the COVID-19 virus. Mm-hmm. And the business went down in the beginning because people stayed home.
Oh, so that's the impact. How has COVID impacted the workforce at your shop? Like workers?
The workers, you know, because this is a family, it's a family store. And, you know, I worked with my brothers. We had to work the whole time together and cooperate with each other. And none of us,
Did anyone like disagree working during the pandemic, or they don't feel like working?
No. Because every one of us feels like it's his store. That's the point.
Okay, so what measures does your store take in the battle against COVID-19? Like practicing social distance or anything that could stop the virus from spread?
So we made in the business, in the store, like we made signs of distancing for customers to stay 6 feet away from each other. And we placed like, you know, bottles of hand sanitizers for customers. And, you know, we sanitize the areas more often to reduce the exposure to the COVID-19 virus. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so I think you mentioned the COVID impact, financially impact your business. Do you think you want to explain a little bit more?
You know, the pandemic impacted our store and its income, you know. The store income went down because in the beginning, a lot of people stayed home. And as I mentioned, you know, we didn't have the delivery services. We were not able to have that that services added to our business in the beginning of the COVID-19.
Has the government stepped in to offer support?
Yes, they did, but we did not accept it because it is counted as a loan. Like, you know, we don't want to have loans for our business, so we refused.
All right. Has the relationship between workers and business been alerted due to the government support for workers and the employed? What I mean?
No,
like, now we're like, yeah, like when the government supporting workers, like employment, does that affect your store? Like a lot of workers stop, they don't want to work anymore because they receive unemployment?
I know in a lot of stores, a lot of people, you know, they left the job. But in our store, no, because it is a family business and every one of us has to work, like, because it's a family business and we were brothers in the store.
All right. Have the protests for Black Lives Matter that swept the city after the murder of George Floyd impacted your business?
No.
Like no looting, no anything?
No, nothing.
How about like other protests in the past? No. How do you overcome the challenge of the past 2 years? Like for the COVID pandemic? Anything? How did you overcome?
So I cooperated with my brothers as much as I can while I'm attending school remotely, and you know, in person, and also in person for labs, and we helped each other, which made it easier to overcome the situation of the COVID-19 pandemic during the past 2 years.
That's interesting.
Sum up everything. Is there anything we should have asked that we didn't know?
No, I think you covered everything that I know about my father's store.
Okay. And are you still comfortable with this interview in public?
Yes, I'm comfortable donating this oral history.
Okay, Zay, thank you for your time.
Yes.
Yeah, we really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
It was really helpful. Thank you.